championship, but now this two-point conversion as important as any.
Wing T to the left. Mychek rolling to the left to pass. He has a man open. It is caught.
Who else, Clark?
Jonathan Brandle. Jonathan Brandle brings it in, and the Ubley Bearcats are leading by 1 point. Ubley 14, New Lothrop 13, with 9:06 remaining in the fourth quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
How much momentum does Ubley have on their side right now? Well, they just had the kickoff go through the back of the end zone, right through the hands of the special teams of New Lothrop. So they will start at their own 20-yard line in the fourth quarter. 9:04 remains, an 80-yard field to work with. This is the worst field position New Lothrop has had. Actually, I take that back. To start the drive off of a kickoff, this is their worst start in this ballgame. Ubley's last scoring drive lasted 7 minutes and 59 seconds and 84 yards for the score. They lead 14-13, and Ruddy's going to keep it for himself. Swarming down to him is number 60, Darren Soule, as he gets out to about the 24-yard line for a 4-yard gain. All things swinging for the Ubley Bearcats right now, but they need to finish strong. 8:50 left in the fourth, leading by 1 point.
The Bearcats get what they needed. They get a couple stops, two stops to be exact, on the Hornets, and their offense puts together a long, methodical drive, get into the end zone, two-point conversion, takes the lead, and now the pressure on the New Lothrop Hornets.
It's a quarterback keeper. Birchmeyer is hit at the 29-yard line, and we'll see where Ford Progress has him out to the 30-yard line as Rosenthal wraps him up for a 5-yard gain, and they're saying move the chains. First and 10 for New Lothrop. 8:23 left. Clock stopped momentarily to move the chains.
Two things to keep in mind. One, the Bearcats only have one timeout left. Two is New Lothrop is throwing Clark into this gusty wind, so they may be limited somewhat to this read option game.
And it's a keeper for Ruddy, and Ubley swarming to the ball and brings him down the backfield. Ruddy is brought down at the 28-yard line by Anthony Sweeney and crew. There's a whole slew of white jerseys in there, including number 5, Matt Mychek, Nathan Keller as well, number 20, Derek Brown. You can name them. They were there. 7:50 left in the fourth. Ubley by 1 point, 14-13. New Lothrop now second and 12.
There's a lot to running the read option well, and you have to read your defense. Birchmeyer did not read it well there. Ruddy had nowhere to go.
And back to pass, and it is caught at the 35-yard line and dropped immediately by Nathan Keller of the Bearcat defense. That looks like it was number 10 on the reception, Ben Bigelow, the tight end junior for New Lothrop. Third down and 5 to go for the Hornets. 7:15 left in the fourth quarter. They trailed the Ubley Bearcats by a mere 1 point.
Those are the throws the Bearcats are going to have to be aware of. They like to run a guy deep and then run the one guy next to him for 6 yards, a sharp curl route.
Birchmeyer on the keeper, and he's brought down shortly after the line of scrimmage out at the 38-yard line for just a 3-yard gain. Darren Soule on the stop, and this is going to bring up a fourth down, 2 yards to go for the New Lothrop Hornets. 6:48 left in the fourth.
A big sequence of plays here coming up. New Lothrop gets a nice gain through the air, goes back to the running game, And Birchmeyer doesn't have anywhere to run. That's because the Bearcat run defense has been good all year long. Birchmeyer coming out of this game now, which means Ruddy, the backup quarterback, is going to take over. And he is known mostly for running the ball with a read option.
Man in motion. Ruddy's going to keep it for himself. He has the first down all the way across the 45 and still on his feet. Finally brought down at the 48-yard line. He needed 2 yards. He got 10. Brought down by number 5, Matt Mychek out of the secondary, moved the chains, converting on fourth down.
Well, that should tell you how that run went when Matt Mychek is making the tackle. Matt Mychek is not making tackles in the backfield. He's making tackles after 5-plus yard runs, and Ruddy runs right through the middle. You could tell when he was running the play, he was going to take the football, and he succeeded and got a first down for the Hornets.
Ruddy hands it off on the jet sweep, and Bobley brings him in from the backfield. Callan Mulcahy tried to come around the right end. And big man 76, Adam Grifka, swings him down in the backfield for a big loss of 5 yards. Second down, 15 to go from the New Lothrop 43-yard line. 5:45 left in the fourth quarter. Ubley 14, New Lothrop 13.
There's a lot of sideline to sideline action in this New Lothrop offense. They've run that wide receiver in motion and handed off to him plenty of times in this game. But the more they do it, the better the Bearcats have been at defending it.
Birchmeyer back in, and it's a screen pass to number 3, Ruddy, and he is upended just shy of the 48-yard line by Derek Brown for a 4-yard reception. It is now third down, 11 yards to go for the Hornets, 5:15 left in the fourth. Still a 1-point lead for the Bearcats.
Hats off to Derek Brown because he fended off a wide receiver block. He got around him, and as Ruddy tried to go around that block, Derek Brown trips him up and overends him, which is a huge tackle because Ruddy was trying to get to the sideline where there was plenty of running room.
3 wide to the right, 2 to the left, man in motion. Ruddy's going to keep it for himself, and he's nearly brought down in the backfield. And gets brought down to the line of scrimmage, plus 1 yard. Brought down by number...
That's
Dominic Rosenthal at the 49-yard line for a 2-yard gain. Now fourth down, 9 yards to go for New Lothrop. 4.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Ubley 14, New Lothrop 13, working off the left hash at New Lothrop's own 49-yard line.
This is a huge play for the Bearcats. If they can take over here on downs, they certainly have the ability to run the football enough and burn those New Lothrop timeouts and hopefully run the clock out. Birchmeyer back in the game.
Empty backfield for Birchmeyer in the shotgun, rolling to his right to pass downfield, and it is incomplete. Incomplete at the 40-yard line. It was nearly caught by number 10, Ben Bigelow. It was thrown a little away from him and down. He had to go down for it. Incomplete, and a turnover of downs yet again for the Ubley defense. Gives the ball back to the Bearcats with a 1-point lead. 4:07 left in the fourth quarter.
Birchmeyer had an open receiver in Bigelow. Matter of fact, he wasn't open. He was wide open, Clark. But throwing into the wind, that wind is going to push the ball down. The ball floated. It did not float on him. It actually was driven low. Bigelow went down to get it, but it bounced off that turf, and it falls incomplete as our Bearcats take over on downs at the Hornets' 49-yard line with 4:07 left to go, but the Hornets got 3 timeouts, so a first down is crucial here now for the Bearcats.
It's a handout to Brandel up the gut, and not much going there. Maybe a yard out to the 48-yard line, and we have a little extracurricular activity after the play is completed. And number 53 for New Lothrop brings him down. That's Carter Hemsburg, a defensive lineman, senior. Second down, 9 to go for the Bearcats. Clock continues to wind down. 3:45 left in the fourth quarter, leading by 1 point, 14-13 over NL.
Rosenthal checks in. Nathan Keller checks out. That was a 1-yard gain on the play by Brandel right into the teeth of that defense led by number 77, Tommy Harold. He is their big defensive lineman. He makes the stop. He's in on that play. The Bearcats will run as much clock as they can, but a first down is necessary if they want to keep the football out of the Hornets' hands.
The back judge with his hand. Now 5 seconds left in the play clock. There's the snap. It's a handoff right up the middle, and he gets out to Jonathan Brandel, gets out to about the 46-yard line. It's a pickup of 2 more yards. Third down and 7 now for Ubley, brought down by Travis Indelkofer. And we have a timeout called by New Lothrop, their first of the second half. Timeout situation. Not the best situation for the Bearcats, but they, with that defensive stop, switches things drastically. Ubley with 1 timeout, New Lothrop with 2. Ubley has a third down, and we will say 6 yards, according to the spot, to convert on the first down. First down marker is